The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Should employers stop offering free parking to staff to get people out of their cars? Well, my next guest believes that they should. Green Party Councillor David Healy of Fingal County Council. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us. So you believe that employers shouldn't provide free parking for their staff, particularly if those staff are driving into city centres?
Well, the policy I'm advocating for is that if a free parking is being offered, then employers would also offer an alternative of the cash that it costs to provide that free parking. So I'm not saying that we need to have a net negative effect on anybody as they are at the moment, but if people are being given a subsidy, they should be allowed to take the alternative to it in cash.
So you can make a choice, you're saying. Here's the money.
Exactly, you give people the choice.
Or here's your parking space.
Here's the money or the parking space. And the evidence is, it's been done in various places around the world, most famously in California, where it's in place for over 30 years. And the difference between being offered the cash and being offered the parking space, if people are offered the cash, then you get about a 30% reduction in the number of people using their cars. So about 30% of the people who currently drive will take the money and they will find another alternative, whether it's walking, cycling or public transport.
When you say offered the cash, do you mean as part of your pay packet, so you'd be taxed on it?
Yeah, you see, it's quite interesting at the moment. Parking, obviously free parking in the city centre is a benefit, but it's not currently taxed as a benefit in kind. And so what you would do in this instance is you would say, here is an alternative. Also, if the parking isn't being taxed, the alternate cash alternative wouldn't be taxed either. But it would be a requirement that if you're going to be offering free parking as an untaxed benefit, that you would have to offer the cash alternative.
How would you do that, though? How would you offer something? It would have to be offered as an expense. I don't understand how you would do that. Do you? You know, how would you make it untaxable income?
Well, you'd simply declare that as an employer who's providing free parking, effectively the way that it works in California, and it would just require a rule in the tax legislation that if you're going to offer parking without treating it as a taxable benefit, then you would have to offer the alternative in cash.
And you say that it's the public sector, really. I mean, if you want to look at where this is most widespread in terms of practice, it's with the public sector employers and employees, right?
Well, it's quite interesting. We don't have very good data on this. And one of the things, like the government policies obviously have been looking at this for about 15 to 20 years. In 2009, a workplace parking levy was put into legislation, but it was never implemented. And at that stage, the estimate was that there were about 50,000 parking spaces in Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford. And they didn't seem to be clear exactly who it was. But certainly we know that a lot of the city centres are public service uses. But we also know that there are a lot of private sector employers who are giving free parking in the city centres.
Yeah. Now you're going to have employers saying, well, I'm going to have this empty car parking space at the office and I'm going to have to pay my employee not to use it. Like there's no benefit in that for them, is there?
Well, this depends on, I suppose, how the employer is providing the space at the moment. And of course, we know it is one of the things about the public sector that we know that the OPW is spending €1 million a year on renting car parking spaces. We don't seem to be able to find out how many are being provided without being rented, but there for government departments there's about €1 million a year being paid for that.
So it might cost them less.
That's where the money would come from. Uh-huh. And in fact, in California, when they started it, they only applied it to car parking spaces that were being rented. And if they were already part of the employer's land, then it didn't apply. Mm-hmm. So we could introduce it slowly in that way. But it would be great to see some of the car parks that we have being reused and built on. And for example, in Fingal, we're seeing planning applications come in for housing on car parks. And that's a great way to address our housing problem.
Okay.
Because it's providing housing in a central location.
So now let's talk about how people get to work, because I have people texting me, you know, the people who have one arm hanging out of the dart as the door is trying to close, the Lewis the same, the buses are packed. Where are all of these people going to go and how are they going to get into the city centre?
So this isn't going to solve everything, obviously, and it's not going to force anybody to do anything. But where there are people who have a choice, they can make their own mind up that this is how they want to do it, instead effectively of being encouraged to drive, which is the current setup. And of course, we know, you know, the roads are jammed up, and that's also interfering with the bus services.
Okay, so you're saying that this should be done in tandem with increased public transport provision. But we have seen in the past where the cart has been put before the horse, and that we seem to be talking about these measures without making much progress on the other side, on the public transport side.
Absolutely. I mean, the improving public transport is the number one priority, improving conditions for walking and cycling. There has been progress made. But we have a long way to go. And of course, with increasing population, you know, we need to increase the capacity of the public transport system. And it's quite unfortunate, you know, that the progress that was being made under the last government is slowing down. But the key aspect of this, I suppose, is for everybody to make up their own mind, you know, okay, as they face this choice, would it be better for them? And certainly it's better for society as a whole and for the people who do have to drive. If up to 30% of the people currently driving decide to try another mode. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Councillor David Healy, thank you for bringing us that food for thought. Let's bring you some of the listener comments here. This morning from Clonsilla, trains were delayed and already packed like sardines with barely standing room. No wonder people drive. Another one, will we get a reduction on our motor tax as our access to public roads is being reduced? Another person, I work shift hours. I don't have access to a bus at 4:30 in the morning. What planet is this guy on? Well, to give him his due, he did say that people should be given a choice on this, that you would have an option of, here's your alternative. Instead of that free car parking space, you would get the cash alternative. Obviously, if you're starting work at 4:30 in the morning, you're not going to take that, because most important to you, I would assume, is getting in a safe and easy way.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.